Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Indigenous Peoples Day, Monday, October 14th, 2024, here in unceded Wabanaki territory. Reading from the historical timeline of Wabanaki-Maine relations at wabanakireach.org, 100 years ago, in 1924, quote, Congress enacts the citizenship law whereby Native people can become citizens, but it must be ratified by each state. Maine will become one of the last. End quote. That full timeline and many other educational resources can be found at wabanakireach.org. And this is also a great day to catch up on Wabanaki Windows, Donna Loring's public affairs show here on WERU. The archives are available at weru.org. Just click on Public Affairs Archives. Looking ahead, Belfast's 19th Annual Poetry Festival kicks off later this week and runs through the weekend, or Fierce Haiku Deathmatch rocks Belfast Poetry Fest under a full moon. Yeah? No? Okay. Let's hear from the expert.
My name is Maya Stein, and I serve as the Belfast Poet Laureate, and I'm also on the Belfast Poetry Festival Committee. So I'm here to talk about the 19th Annual Belfast Poetry Festival, which is coming up October 18th through 20th. This year's festival is really geared to all audiences. It's really not just for poets or literary lovers. It's for families. It's for kids. There's lots of activities for everybody. There's music and there's a couple of events. There's an open mic, readings, some artwork, art making, and there's also what we have a couple of kind of drop-in things on the street happening in downtown Belfast. So there's going to be magnetic poetry boards so folks can make their own poems. And we have a program we're calling Scavenger Scrolls, which is connected to shops downtown that are hosting poems on their windows. Folks can pick up a bingo style card, go into the shop, get their bingo card stamped, and at the end of the festival, they'll be eligible to win some prizes. The Haiku Death Match is essentially competitive haiku. And so we're inviting members of the community who are interested in participating. We actually still have room for some contestants if folks want to join. And it's going kind of head to head, writing haikus based on prompts that the audience will give the haikuists. We have our host, Maddie John Bamman, who's going to be emceeing the event and asking for prompts from the audience. And then the competitors will have a couple minutes to compose a haiku on the spot. And whoever gets the most applause from their haiku will advance to the next round. So that's how that will work. We have a number of events at the Belfast Free Library. There's a panel discussion and a couple of other workshops there. We have several events taking place at Waterfall Arts. We've got a closing poetry picnic and a celebration at the Belfast Boathouse. Pop-in activities that folks will be able to engage with as they're walking downtown. Everything is free and open to the public. No tickets needed for any of it. So yeah, the workshops are free. The readings are free. The Haiku Death Match is free. So all events are free, open to the public. Probably 95% of the activities are really open to all audiences. I think some of the workshops, we've got a haiku workshop on Friday and a litany workshop on Saturday. So it's probably more for folks who are interested in learning about those forms. But, you know, that's really it. Everything is really appropriate for all ages. Everything is on our new website. It's BelfastPoetryFestival.com. The schedule is on there, and you can also download the schedule itself. The schedules will be also available at the Belfast Free Library.
That was Rachel Stein, Belfast Poet Laureate and member of the steering committee for the Poetry Festival. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. I hope your day goes as well as is possible on a Monday in 2024, and I'll see you tomorrow.